Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Chiefs, Texans. I think this weekend, and of course leading into Wednesday's game against the Steelers, can change a lot of the view for those of you on the fence. You tell me if I'm wrong. What I mean by that is it's kind of crazy to ask the question knowing that they're 13-1 right now. But is there anything that happens in the next two games that can cause those of you that maybe are still on the fence about a 13-1 football team to believe? And that's not saying there aren't flaws, as we've gone over this about the offensive line. It's my biggest concern, as I'm sure it is for a lot of you heading into this weekend and in the postseason. But can we at least admit, if this football team can win on Saturday against Houston with, it looks like, Joe Tooney playing left tackle, at least for another week or another game, with Mahomes, who's going to play, but he's obviously not 100%, and then turn around and play the Steelers. If this team is able to win both of those games, short time frame and all things considered, shouldn't that put to rest some of your concern? Like, if this team gets to 15-1 by the time you wake up on Thursday morning, I guess it would be, and that means they would have locked up the number one seed in that scenario too, because they would be winning two games here. They would have made it through the brutal stretch of the schedule that, you know, DeAndre Hopkins yesterday was talking about, the early bye week and the short weeks and all this kind of stuff. If they make it through that, it doesn't mean all the flaws are fixed, but what would you be all that concerned about? It'd be a win against a playoff team, a division winner against Houston. It'd be a win against maybe another division winner in Pittsburgh, depending on what they do Saturday,
yeah,
on the road. Like, the flaws are there, but it would be two wins in this hypothetical over playoff teams, including one that has surprised everybody that I think thinks they're going to at least win one playoff game. I'm talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It's almost like the theme of the season, because you and Cody had gone back and forth with this. Cody just ran through the schedule, and you look at teams that are in the playoffs, who they'll have played. Like, they'll have played more playoff teams than the Buffalo Bills will have. And everybody's talking about the Bills like they're the greatest thing since sliced bread. So I think, you know, to your point, that's kind of just been like the story of the season. But it would hit its peak with these next 2 weeks, where you go through the stretch of the Panthers and the Raiders, and everyone's like, yeah, those teams stink and they're not good. The Broncos are good. Chargers are good. But you still had some games that were quote-unquote easier. But you're going through this stretch now where to get to the one seed, you have to win these games. And if they do that to get to that position, it'll be really difficult for somebody, or impossible, really, for somebody, whether it be national or whoever, to say, this team has a lot of question marks and I don't think they can get it done, when they've shown us all, regardless of how ugly the game may look, they've been able to get it done all season long. Plus, if they do get the one seed, everybody's got to go to Arrowhead, so that makes it even tougher for everybody else. I just think that they've played their cards in a way that has been meticulous, and they found a way to get it done when they've needed to. But isn't that like the name of the game? Like, if they win the Super Bowl gold, but it's, I forget what scenario you gave last night, they're gonna have a free kick to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna care because they won the Super Bowl, I guess.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I think we all agree on that point, where nobody cares how they win the Super Bowl, but there's just the stress that comes with the process of getting there. And that's what we've experienced and seen and heard from everybody here in Kansas City. I'm just asking the question that, If they get to 15-1 and lock up the one seed by Thursday morning, it's going to be awfully tough for you to convince me, I'm sorry, that, oh my God, they're just not good enough to win playoff games. They would have had two playoff wins, essentially, right? Essentially, the Texans are, as far as I'm concerned with what's at stake, it's like a playoff game. The Steelers is like a playoff game. All of that, plus, you know, the injuries that they're potentially having while winning those games. And on the flip side, you might be thinking, well, what happens if they lose those games? And that's, of course, a whole different conversation.
Sure.
Can they at least win one of the next two? That has to be the thought that, if you're even on a pessimistic side, can they split the next two to at least set up where they have an opportunity to get the one seed going in the Denver game? Of course, they cannot drop the next two, because I don't think Buffalo's losing another game, guys. I don't believe Buffalo. I know they have New England twice and the Jets. Crazy things happen in the NFL. It's never predicted like we all think it's going to be, but I don't believe Buffalo's losing another game, which means the Chiefs have to go 2-1.
Is there a game that you would rather them, I guess if you knew they'd go 1-1, is there one that you'd rather them win in terms of like showing you, like if they beat the Texans but then they lose to the Steelers, is not that it would change your mind, but if they go 1-1, does it make you feel any more comfortable, like, hey, they beat the Texans? Or would you rather say they beat the Steelers and they played well against that defense?
To me, tomorrow's the one you got to have. And the reason for that is I'm very, very concerned about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. What the heck's the ankle feeling like for Mahomes then? I know this entire week after Monday or after Tuesday when he spoke, I think everybody calmed down about their worry about Mahomes playing Saturday or not. If they handle business against the Texans, I don't want to say it's house money against the Steelers, but obviously the pressure is just way, way less if you're able to have that, knowing that you just need one win in the final two. I mean, it's just the simple math of the situation. You lose to the Texans, you got to win the next two, including a road game at Pittsburgh. So to me, tomorrow is the one you got to have. You're at home. It's at Arrowhead. It looks like, by all accounts, again, Mahomes is good to go. Hollywood Brown is going to be back for his first game. This is the game you got to handle your business on. And I look at the Texans, and we'll get to your text as well. The Texans, of course, their biggest challenge for Kansas City is their defensive front. They are second in the NFL with 45 sacks this year. They, in fact, are a sack away from tying their franchise record, which they set a year ago. So since D'Amico Ryans has gotten there, they've been unbelievable on defense. And we all know last year they burst on the scene, and everybody thought they were about to take this next step this season, and that just simply hasn't happened for Houston. They won their division already. The AFC South is awful. They're pretty much locked into the four seed. They're going to host a playoff game, and maybe they're going to host Baltimore. Maybe they'll host Pittsburgh. It looks like it'll be whoever doesn't win the AFC North likely will end up going to Houston, depending on how the seeding shifts around. But that'll be the biggest challenge. How do the Chiefs hold up against the front? It's why when we looked at the upcoming games, going back to even Cleveland, the stretch of defenses this football team is going to face. You know, you just got done with Myles Garrett, and now you're getting Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, and then you're going to get TJ Watt, of course, depending on his health on Wednesday. So this O-line's being tested, and it appears that Joe Tooney will once again be left tackle for this week. But I still remain consistent on the offensive line situation. I believe DJ Humphries needs one more opportunity at left tackle. It's not going to happen tomorrow. Maybe it happens against the Pittsburgh Steelers. One more opportunity for him, because I still think their best chance at winning these games, the final two after this one tomorrow down the stretch, and ultimately in the playoffs when it matters most, is with Humphries at left tackle and with Tooney at left guard. And it's not to say Tooney didn't do a nice job in the first half against Cleveland. It's just he's a left guard for a reason. I think you get worse at left guard and you get average left tackle play when you move Tooney to left tackle. Now, average left tackle play is all they need from DJ Humphries, but I want average left tackle play from Humphries if he's healthy enough to play next week, and I want my all-pro playing left guard. That's when they're at their best, I believe, but they got to get the group together, and so far we haven't been able to see it other than more than 3.5 quarters when DJ Humphries got hurt in that Chargers game. But this game, to me, tomorrow is a defensive battle. Don't you guys agree? This is a Texans team. I just mentioned what they've done defensively. Fourth-ranked defense, number 6 against the pass. The Chiefs are the number 5 overall defense. We just saw Kansas City finally get all these takeaways. Now, I don't think they're going to suddenly just have turnover after turnover every single week. But this is a Chiefs defense that has put together now 3 games where they've allowed fewer than 20 points. And we all know 7 points against Cleveland. I think Spags has this defense moving now. Charles Domenihu, a big part of it. And for all the talk that we've had this week about, oh my gosh, how are the Chiefs going to handle Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson? And it's true. That's one of the biggest questions of the game. How about how is CJ Stroud going to handle the Chiefs pass rush, which is starting to get going? Whether it's Domenihu, Karlaftis, who just had 2 sacks. Chris Jones, we always know, is a headache. Even if the sack number's not there, he's causing problems. This is from Fantasy Stats Hub. CJ Stroud is 31st. Out of 32 qualifying quarterbacks this year in one of the metrics, DVOA against the blitz. And we all know Spags likes the blitz. They haven't always been able to get home this year, but it's been better the last couple weeks because Charles Domenihu is back in the fold. Last year, it's amazing how different. This is why the Texans aren't as dangerous, I think, as a year ago. Last year, CJ Stroud was like a top 5 quarterback against the blitz. And we know he had a historical rookie record-setting season. It's like the polar opposite this year for him. A lot of it is they have a bad offensive line in Houston. But he was top five against the blitz last year. I just told you he's 31st out of 32 quarterbacks that qualify. So there is something to be had there for the Chiefs defense. As much as we want to key in on how the Chiefs going to hold up offensively, I want to see, can the Texans hold up? I don't think they can. I think the Chiefs will get after CJ Stroud tomorrow.
Yeah, with that, I think that, you know, given how the last couple weeks have been, to your point with the offensive line struggles that they've had, you've got Charles Mehu coming in and he's given new life to the defensive line. George Karlaftis has been much better. I wonder what the, not necessarily what the strategy is going to be, but would you dare, like, say Charles Mehu is having a day, or George Karlaftis is having a day, do you dare not double team Chris Jones to try to address if the other guys are having impactful days? That's what makes them such a much better defensive line, is if you can not only have Chris Jones going, because you always know what you're going to get from him, but if George Karlaftis can get going, if Charles Mehu is putting pressure on the quarterback, you're making the Texans have to make a decision on keeping an extra guy in a block, which leaves less weapons outside where your coverage can take advantage of it. Yeah, they could put themselves in a great position for success given the struggles that Houston has had, and also the way that the defensive line has upped the ante over the last two games.